John Munson in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network. Our State Capitol Report continues with a look at Wisconsin's aviation industry. My guest expert celebrates Wisconsin Aviation Week by discussing the importance of the state's airport system, how the flying industry is enhancing local economies, and what the future is for aviation in Wisconsin. My guest is Jeff Baum, President and CEO of Wisconsin Aviation, which provides general aviation services, including charter, flight training, aircraft rental, and more. He's also the manager of a municipal airport. Jeff Baum, welcome to the Joy Cardine program.
Well, thank you, John. It's my pleasure being here.
We should have had you fly up to Superior to join me today.
Well, it's colder up there, so I don't know.
Well, actually, it's starting to look like a pretty decent day. It was a whole 50 degrees when I walked out the door at about 10 after 4 this morning, but we didn't come here to discuss that. Let's talk about the state of aviation in Wisconsin. Where are we? How big a piece of our economic pie is aviation in the Badger State?
Well, aviation is a significant piece, and we have some things in Wisconsin that we can be very, very proud of. Rough numbers, I'm told, I don't know this for a fact, that there's 90,000 jobs in Wisconsin that are related to aviation, and they generate about $7 billion in annual economic activity.
So let's talk about what are some of those jobs, because I don't know that, when people think about the Wisconsin economy, that aviation would be something that leaps to mind as being a multi-billion dollar impact. What kind of jobs are people doing?
Well, certainly, when people think about aviation, generally speaking, they think about the airlines. And so you can start with the airlines, and you have not just the pilots and not just the ticket agents, but you have the baggage handlers, you have the mechanics, you have the people running the de-ice trucks. And then certainly there's a whole group of people that run the airports throughout Wisconsin. Wisconsin has, believe it or not, about 700-plus landing sites. Many of them are private grass strips, but there's over 130 that are public use airports, paved airports in the state of Wisconsin. So they generate quite a few jobs there. Most of the airports are served by what we call general aviation, which is everything except for the military and the airlines. And that's a large industry in itself. And there, again, you need pilots, you need mechanics, you need aircraft fuelers, you need ground handlers, you need customer service people, on and on and on.
And then, of course, those people live in communities, and they get paid, and they spend their checks, and so we get this whole multiplier effect that we hear from economists about all the time. So Wisconsin, we think about Mitchell Field in Wisconsin or Austin Strobel in Green Bay, or perhaps there's a regional airport where we live that has regular passenger service. But the vast majority of public use airports in the state don't have regular passenger service. And it's one of the things that irritates some of us, particularly those who have to travel back and forth, say, between, Superior and Madison, that it costs a lot more to travel by air from Superior to Madison than it does to travel from Superior to, say, Las Vegas or Los Angeles or something like that. It's obviously the short haul passenger airline is a pretty high price ticket.
Yeah, and I can't defend airline pricing structure. We puzzle at that ourselves. We have a great alternative. It's called Air Charter, which accesses all of those 131 public airports and even some of the private airports in Wisconsin. And you bring up a good point, John, because out of that 130 or 140 public use airports in the state of Wisconsin, I believe there's only 9 now that have airline service. And obviously, if you're going into the smaller towns, if you're going into central Wisconsin, if you're going into La Crosse, you're going to Eau Claire, those are short hops. They're not really economical for the airlines to provide, and it bumps up the ticket price significantly. And that's where the general aviation comes in, because they access all those airports. And depending upon how you use it, the number of people going, it can many times be far less expensive on a total picture than the airlines.
Well, you're the manager of the Watertown Municipal Airport. Talk about how aviation works in your community and what benefits it brings there.
Well, that's a great question. Watertown Airport is a small general aviation airport. When you talk about employment, there are about 50 people that work at this airport by itself. So, you know, they can be significant economic entities of their own. The people that work here are pilots, they're flight instructors, they are mechanics, they are ramp personnel, the guys that fuel aircraft and hangar the aircraft and clean the aircraft and so forth, and all the support people that you have as far as customer service, accounting, and so forth. We have, believe it or not, we did a study not long ago for our city council, and we estimate that over 15,000 people come through this airport at Watertown each year to do business in either Watertown or the surrounding community, because we serve Oconomowoc, we serve Lake Mills, we serve Johnson's Creek, Waterloo, Jefferson, a lot of the other small towns around. But it contributes significantly to the area.
Of course, anybody who's interested in aviation is aware that the annual Experimental Aircraft Association Air Venture takes off today in Oshkosh. This is an absolutely enormous, in fact, enormous doesn't do it justice, event. And here's a case of where we combine two industries in Wisconsin. We've got aviation and we've got tourism, which is certainly one of Wisconsin's major revenue producers. Let's talk a little bit about this air show. This has just gotten to be an enormous event. I can't think of a larger one of its type anywhere in the world. But why is it that Oshkosh got this event, and how come it's gotten so big, and how important is it?
Those are all great questions. I'm sitting here at the Watertown Airport, and I'm watching airplanes taking off from here as we speak, going up to Oshkosh for Air Venture. We've already, now Air Venture starts this morning, and we estimate had over 140 aircraft through Watertown alone on their way up to Air Venture. And many of those people are staying here in town overnight. They spend their money in the hotels and the restaurants. We've had several groups of aircraft where they all gather here and leave in a mass departure or mass arrival at Oshkosh, staying here and convening here. But Oshkosh, the Experimental Aircraft Association, it's an absolute gem for the state of Wisconsin. It started in Hales Corner, Wisconsin. Paul and Audrey Poberesny were the founders of it. They started it, I believe, in 1952 in Hales Corners. It grew significantly there. They did move out of state as far as their annual convention. They moved to Rockford for a while. They were looking for a better, more suitable airport, and Oshkosh had the foresight of saying, hey, come on up here, we'll work with you, and it's grown into the world's largest air show. There is no air show on this planet that is bigger than the EAA Air Venture. And the impact on the Wisconsin economy is just enormous. They expect 500,000 people to visit the show. Now, that won't be 500,000 different people, but 500,000 people. I believe last year they came from 62 countries. There's almost 3,000 international visitors that come in. And it's just a tremendous influx of people into the state, and it's wonderful for our economy, and it's a very exciting and fun time.
Well, it certainly has that reputation. I've never been able to get down there. It's on my list of things to see. I won't call it a bucket list. I kind of hate that term, but I certainly plan to at some point, because everybody I know that's been there has just raved about it.
John, you don't have to be an aviation enthusiast to absolutely be delighted by Oshkosh. There's some things you need to know about it. First of all, you can't possibly see the whole place in one day. It is so big. There are so many things to do, so many things to see, so many exhibit halls. It's impossible to do it in one day. And you'll have very sore feet by the time you get done in any case. But there's many things for people, even if you're not an airplane nut, that would just fascinate you. And one of the things they've started doing is a nighttime air show. And if you've never seen one of those, it is spectacular.
Wow, a nighttime air show. That's
a nighttime air show.
Wow, that's actually that sounds quite both exciting and dangerous at the same time.
No, it's well choreographed and it's very exciting. It's a spectacle to behold.
We're going to take a break. I'd like to invite our listeners to get involved. If you've got some involvement in the aircraft industry in Wisconsin, we'd like to hear from you about what you think the state of aviation is in Wisconsin. Maybe you work at an airport. Maybe you own a plane. What is it about flying that appeals to you, and how do you think you fit into the local economy as a pilot or a user of aviation facilities? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. 1234. The email address, talk@WPR.org, talk@WPR.org. And you can also find the Joy Cardine Show on Facebook and leave your comment or question there. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour, it's the State Capitol Report, and in this half hour, we're talking about the aviation industry and its impact on the Wisconsin economy. My guest is Jeff Baum, president and CEO of Wisconsin Aviation, and he's also manager of the Watertown Municipal Airport. Well, Jeff, I know that because Bill Martins, who's an outstanding producer, gave me a lot of notes, I know that in addition to your managerial duties in Watertown and at Wisconsin Aviation, you are also a pilot. What is it about flying that appeals to you?
Well, flying by itself is just plain fun. The view you get up there, there's so many different things about it. Probably the thing that appeals to me most is the great freedom it gives you to move about the country. There's just no better way to travel than by air and by private aircraft. You have the freedom to come and go whenever you wish and to go to the places you want to. As I mentioned, in Wisconsin, only 9 of the 130, 140 airports are served by the airlines, whereas I can get into all 140 of them in a private aircraft. And the same is true in all the other states around the country. So it's a phenomenal way to travel. It's a lot of fun to fly. The view, the experiences you have in the air are absolutely tremendous, and it's there's just something about it that gets in your blood, and you can't get away from it.
Well, I have to tell you, I travel back and forth between Madison and Superior quite often, sometimes more than once a month. And once in my 25-year career here, I got to actually fly from Superior to Madison and back. And the cool thing was we left here about 6:30 in the morning, made my meetings, and the other people I was with made their meetings. We all got back at the airport, and at 3 o'clock that afternoon, I was back in my office with my notes from the meetings I'd had that morning. And I thought, wow, you know, if I could do that all the time, that would be wonderful. Unfortunately, that was turned out to be a unique event, but it did illustrate the advantages of being able to travel at that speed, get back and forth, from a trip that normally would be, say, 5 hours, instead just a fraction of that. That was nice, but not that common. What should people know about getting access to that kind of aviation service? I mean, I guess we all assume that it would be prohibitively expensive, but let's say that there are two or three other people who all need to go to the same town on the same day. Compare that to what a person would have to pay for a round-trip ticket on a national airline.
Well, you bring up a great point there, and we always say, you know, look at your travel costs, not at your ticket price, because the airlines tend to advertise some very good ticket prices, and in certain cases, you're not going to be able to beat them. But in our air charter business, which is a large part of Wisconsin Aviation's business, we are constantly going to all sorts of different locations, taking all sorts of people. So if you have, many times, if you're going even a relatively short distance, under 500 miles, it may be a three-day trip, a day of travel going to it, a day of meetings, and a day of travel coming back because of the airline schedules or the drive time to do it. Like you mentioned, going to Superior is 5 hours, whereas in an airplane, you're there in 1 hour. So if you take a number of people, and if their time is worth anything, you can have them up and back the same day, and it's a phenomenal time saver. We often laugh at what we do in a given day. One of my little side things I do when I'm not here at the airport is I'm chairman of the board of the Watertown Regional Medical Center. I had a board meeting last Wednesday, a very important one, at 4 o'clock. But before I went to the board meeting, I had taken customers and gone to Mineral Point, to Lake of the Ozarks, to Muskogee, Oklahoma, and I was back. And I'd spent over an hour in my office, and I'd never left Madison until 8:30 that morning. So it's amazing what can be done with an airplane. And when you think about the time savings for a business or even for a family going somewhere, it adds up very quickly.
Well, another aspect of aviation in Wisconsin is actually there's some aircraft manufacturing that either takes place here or is planned. I know in Superior they're was a whole lot of hoopla over a proposed development by Kestrel, which is a company that manufactures small planes, like the kind that would be used for an air charter service, for example, or something that someone might own personally for their own use. That project hasn't gotten off the ground yet. I understand there are some financing issues. But where are we in terms of aircraft manufacture in the state of Wisconsin? Is this an area where we have some room to grow? And how are we doing?
Yeah, we certainly have room to grow, and we certainly have some activity. And Kestrel Aircraft is headed up by Alan Klappmeyer. He was one of the two brothers that founded Cirrus Aircraft. Cirrus Aircraft started in Baraboo. The state of Wisconsin didn't give it a lot of support, so they moved up to Duluth. And at one point, I think it had 1,600 employees altogether in Minnesota. So it can be a very significant factor. And Alan's a very bright guy, some great ideas. It's very difficult to take an airplane from, you know, a sheet of paper into actual production. As you can imagine, the certification costs are enormous on something like that, and it takes a lot of time. So I wouldn't count them out yet, but I know it's gone a lot slower than what Alan would like. We also have American Champion Aircraft Corporation down in Rochester, Wisconsin, near Burlington, and they produce a full line of aircraft, of light sport aircraft, and they've been there for many years, so they do that. There's many companies in Wisconsin that support the aviation industry, making various components to it. And I know the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, WEDEC, has recently started a aerospace consortium. And the idea is to get people aligned together that produce things in aviation and to bring in more manufacturing within the state to help support the activities that are already here.
You mentioned Cirrus, and they're in Duluth, which is near where I live. A lot of people who work at Cirrus actually live in Superior, even though they work in Duluth. But that brings up another question. How does Wisconsin's aviation industry stack up against our neighboring states?
Well, I think it stacks up pretty well against the neighboring states. You know, EAA is a huge factor here, and there's a number of very small manufacturers that are aligned around EAA that are in the state. Wisconsin also is a home to a number of the aviation publications, so that's another factor here. As far as the number of aircraft, I think that are based in Wisconsin, we're probably not significantly different than some of our neighbors. But overall, I'm very proud to be part of the Wisconsin aviation industry.
So which part of our industry in Wisconsin do you think needs the most improvement? Are there any particular areas in which you think we're underperforming that we have a chance to really make some strides in?
Well, I wouldn't say that we're doing any differently than what's going on nationally. And nationally, the sport and recreational flying is down from where it was, say, 15, 20 years ago. You don't see nearly as many people out just flying to have a good time. Much of the flying activity in Wisconsin is now much more centered around business flying, the type of charter flights and corporate flights I mentioned, where companies have their own airplane or they're chartering airplanes or they're buying a fraction of an airplane in order to get their people around in a safe and efficient manner. And so that part of it, which actually is a bigger dollar part of the business, is probably doing okay. But it's a real light that people just having fun, that people are coming out to learn because flying's cool. Is like what you mentioned before. I just think it's one of the neatest things you could possibly do. We always say it's the best thing you can do off the surface of the planet. But there's a lot of recreational activities that compete with it, and that part of it hasn't grown.
Well, what about the future for what about the future for aviation in Wisconsin? Where do you see where do we want to be, say, 10 or 20 years from now, and where do you think we'll actually end up?
Well, it'd be really nice to have a more robust manufacturing business here in Wisconsin, and I think that's coming. I think some of the initiatives that the state has put out will help in that, and we certainly have national recognition for some of the things that go on aviation-wise in Wisconsin. I would certainly like to see a lot more of the general aviation, the pleasure flying, the students learning to fly. There is an impending shortage of pilots and mechanics across the world. It's not just the United States, but across the world. And in fact, many of the problems in the East, where there's very rapid growth in aviation, they're coming and they're hiring our pilots away at very, very high salaries. So I think you're going to see a lot of growth in the area of training students, the future airline pilots and so forth. And I'd like to see Wisconsin participate in that in a big way.
So there's a potential growth industry on the education front in teaching people how to fly and how to be mechanics and work in the industry then.
Yes, and those are some great jobs, and people really need to, somebody looking for a career should explore it, because it would be a great time to be getting into it. And another area, John, that I think Wisconsin could probably benefit from it and jump on is the tourism that you had mentioned before, especially with EAA bringing in thousands of people from other countries. We can do a lot more to get them to travel more around the state, come and see a lot more than just Oshkosh. And that's something that I'd love to see the state and the Experimental Aircraft Association get together on.
So you mentioned the EAA, and again, that starts today up in Oshkosh. It's always a great time, and it looks, according to the weather forecast, like they're going to have really terrific weather for it, because nothing is worse than going to an air show and having about a 300-foot ceiling, because there's just not a whole lot that happens below 300 feet.
Yeah, that seldom happens at Oshkosh for whatever reason. It'll be either real hot or real cold or something like that, but usually the show always goes on. And you can see some amazing things. As we're talking here, I'm watching something called a charter copter, which is a unique one-of-a-type prototype. Some guys trucked up from Texas to the Watertown Airport here. They assembled it here in Watertown, and they're test flying it right now, and it's going to be going up to Oshkosh. And the thing is a combination of an aircraft and a helicopter. So it can take off vertically just like a helicopter. It has a very big rotor. It also has a big pusher prop. It has wings on it. And they can get it up to a certain speed. They slow down the rotor, and it takes over as an airplane. So they've actually had this helicopter going over 200 miles an hour, and it is supposedly extremely fuel efficient.
Wow. Well, it is Wisconsin. It is Aviation Week in Wisconsin. So we're about to close the program. Give us your parting message for us during Aviation Week.
Well, I would encourage everybody that possibly can to try to get to the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. It is a magnificent show. Incidentally, during the show or when it's not on, they have a world-class museum there in Oshkosh that's certainly worth going to. And enjoy the summer and enjoy aviation.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us. Jeff Baum, President and CEO of Wisconsin Aviation and Manager of the Watertown Municipal Airport. Program was produced by Bill Martins, on-air production by Justin Williams, and Bill Martins and Robin Cherry directed. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.